Good morning, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day, give it up for Alexis Thompson.
Hey, girl, hey! What's up, Snuffy?
Hello, Money.
What's up, Holly Roberts?
What's up?
Hey!
And good morning, all of you, on this Thursday, April 11th, 2024. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to Barbershop Quartet Day. Mm. Welcome to International Louie Louie Day. Welcome to Alcohol Screening Day. Welcome to Cheese Fondue Day. Welcome to National Celebrate the 8-Track Tape Day. Welcome to National Pet Day. So celebrate your pet, cat, ferret, chinchilla, or otherwise. Welcome to National Poutine Day. Only celebrated in Canada. Welcome to Ranch Water Day. Welcome to Submarine Day. Welcome to World Parkinson's Disease Awareness Day.
Wow.
And welcome also, and most importantly, to the 15th annual Bids for Kids, benefiting the Ronald McDonald House Charities in the Upper Midwest.
Woohoo!
Cheers. Cheers.
It's finally here.
Yeah.
Cheers, it's cheers.
Finally here.
I want to go to there.
Yes, you do, Liz Lemon.
And we have a lot of things you want to go to there.
We do. We got not an email from B. Arthur, but we got a Herman Melville-sized email from Brooke, promotions guru, boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo.
Something's happening with me.
She's our boo-boo for sure, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, she is our boo-boo about all of the opportunities, all of the packages, all of the auction items that you, my talkers, can bid on and just buy direct today for the 15th annual Bids for Kids. Lex, do you want to start off? Do you have it in front of you?
I do. We've got a bunch of stuff going on. We have stuff that's going on all day. And I think we should just kick it off with what we have for this hour, for our show. And then we'll get back to those other things. We're getting slimed. We've got a fly away to Washington, D.C. to see the Twins. But this hour, you can bid Cooking with Chef Green, Holly and Me on May 9th. We can have up to 16 people. And, oh my gosh, have you guys met Chef Green?
I have.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he's a very nice man.
He's so charming. I hadn't had the pleasure until last year. We hosted their gala together, and what a nice man. And I cannot wait to eat his scrumptious delights.
Oh, it's so delicious. He is so good.
Oh, yeah. And nice man is exactly, he's just, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Yeah, he's very sweet. He's a very sweet man.
Oh my gosh. Well, and you've cooked with him before, right, Holly?
I have.
And Jace, you have too. Both of you guys have.
Yeah. We made this turmeric pork chop one time doing an event like this, Cooking with Chef Green at the Ronald McDonald House.
Wow.
And the fun thing is, not only are you making dinner for the Ronald McDonald House charity families, the people who are staying at the Ronald McDonald House, you take home the recipe yourself.
And you get to eat some too?
Well, yes, you also get to eat.
Okay, good, good, good. Fabulous. Chase, what did you make with Chef Green?
He's just been on the show. He's been on the talk show several times.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so he comes on from time to time. I may come to this. I would love to.
Oh my gosh, we'd love for you to.
Yeah. I don't know. I would. I'll be there.
Okay.
I'll come. Yeah.
Cook with the three of us, please. Yeah. So we, of course, be learning new tips and tricks, exciting new recipes. We are going to serve the family. This is at their Oak Street location in Minneapolis. And, it's just going to be fun. 3:30 to 6 p.m. And, that cutie patootie is going to help guide us through that fun night. It's $125 per person. And you can call right now and join us. It is 16 people. Here's the number to call. 651-647-5437, which is 651-647-KIDS.
It's so great. This is going to go fast, my talkers. 6 o'clock, friends. So please call now. These Chef Green events always go quickly, and they're just a heck of a lot of fun. So please join us.
May 9th.
You're not doing anything else on May 9th. What else are you doing? You're not going to do anything. Don't worry about it. And if you're doing something, cancel it and come join.
Yeah. Here's what you do. You get your work group together.
Yes.
And you make it a bonding experience. All 16 of you.
Yes.
You might be up now. Get on your Slack. get on your Trello, get on your service. You're like, hey, guys, we're going to do it.
Get the homing pigeons out.
That's right.
Strap on that note.
The semaphore flags.
Yes.
And you get your work group together, and you come to the Ronald McDonald House Charities Upper Midwest, and you cook with us and Chef Green, 651-647-5437, to get in right now on Ooh. That amazing package.
You know what you could do, too? You can have eight couples get together and have a really fun an octo date.
Yeah.
How fun would that be?
I'm glad you figured that out.
It's like, hold on. Yeah. You got octo mom. Okay, octo date.
Yeah.
How fun would that be?
Because maybe you don't like anyone in your office. That's a distinct possibility. So if that's your situation, we're not going to judge you.
No.
Get your neighborhood together. And if you don't like your neighbors, then get your friend group together.
Yeah. And $250, have a really nice night out. Multi-course meal. You're making it. We're serving it. Oh, my gosh.
Plus, your heart will be touched. You'll never, when you walk in those doors see the families, your heart will grow, even if you don't have a heart. If you're like B. Arthur, you have a very small one, it'll expand as much as it possibly can upon exiting. So, Lex mentioned we have some all-day things, too, that you can bid on throughout. The first one is this is a humdinger, as we used to, humdinger. This is a Twins flyaway experience to Washington, D.C.
Whoa.
That's right. This is a big one. So all of you baseball fans, here's your opportunity to catch the Twins playing the Nationals in Washington, D.C. this May. By the way, thanks to Minnesota native Nats starting pitcher and a great friend of the Ronald McDonald House, Jake Irvin. Thanks to him.
Oh, awesome.
This package includes two fabulous seats to games on both May 20th and 21st. Again, May 20th and 21st. If you are the winner, you will also receive $100 gift cards to restaurants Gatsby and Circa at Navy Yard. And I've heard of one of those. My incredibly talented niece who works for the State Department, loves Circa. So you'll love that. And friends of the Ronald McDonald House will get you there with two round trip tickets on Delta. You can have as many Gingies as you want.
Yeah.
As many of those tiny bags of Sun Chips that you want. With a 2-night hotel stay, this package has everything for an epic baseball extravaganza.
Wow.
So you can bid on this all day long. Now, the starting bid is, as you can imagine, is $500. And we'll be bidding in increments of $50. This will go all day long through Lori and Julia, and we'll announce the winner at the end of the broadcast day. So,
that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great. If you're a baseball fan and you want to go to DC, it's a great time of year for DC. So, I might bid on this.
I know. I was going to say, can we win this?
I don't think we can, but
okay. No, guys, put down your phones.
Okay. Whoopsies. No. Okay. My talkers, get this.
Yeah. And then Holly. Oh, the other one. Yeah. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
We have a stretch goal today.
Yeah. Ooh. Holly, you want to tell how the station management is torturing the morning show today?
Oh, torture.
Yeah.
Torture. No, this is going to be spectacular. This is another.
Why did we agree to this, Lex? Why would it go?
I think we're living our childhood dream out.
We are.
Oh, this is another all day, or this is during our show. This is only during Jason and Alexis in the morning. So this runs until 9 a.m. We got a stretch goal, guys. So this is a goal of $2,500, 6 a.m. right now through 9 a.m. to get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. And by getting slimed, I mean Jason, Alexis, and myself. Mm-hmm. If we raise $2,500 during this program, then we will take our buns out to Nickelodeon Universe and get slimed. We will have video evidence to share with everyone. We're going to bring our social media manager out there. We're going to film it. And we need $2,500 to do that. So if somebody out there just has that $2,500 and they're like, gee, I want to donate to the Ronald McDonald House Upper Midwest today. But I also am slight, I just have a slight sadistic streak. Then, yes. Then you call 651-647-5437 to give a call to start raising money. Now, this can be a pooled effort as well. This can be, hey, yeah. I got $10 I'd like to give to the Ronald McDonald House Charities. Maybe, you know, bidding on a package or doing one of the big all-day-long Twins Flyaway. Maybe that's not optimal for your wallet right now, but you still have a heart and you still want to give. Then call 651-647-5437. That's 651-647-5437. Donate. We need to get to $2,500 by 9 a.m. And the three of us will be going to the Mall of America, Nickelodeon Universe. Woo-hoo-hoo! And we are going to get slime poured over our heads.
Oh, my gosh. Now, this is also important to note. This is not the money that we get through the packages.
Right. This is separate.
These are donations. So like you said, yeah, $10, it all adds up. That's a pool that we're going to just keep going, hopefully get reaching. Because
a slimy, chunky well.
We want to get slimed. Help us get slimed.
I wanted to talk to the people that just hate us. If you've
hey, that's fine.
If you've never liked us or our show or... You can't dislike Alexis, so maybe you hate me.
Oh, it happens, James. Come on now.
No. If maybe you just can't stand any of us, this is your opportunity for revenge. I mean, that's truly. I mean, we don't care.
Yeah.
If we are your least favorite show, if you would rather put a campfire out with your face than listen to us, if you would rather swim in a Floridian river where there could be alligators,
there certainly are.
Us, yeah, totally. If you really don't like us, this is the package for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just donate the full 20.
That's
yeah,
right.
Just donate the full $2,500. We'll even dedicate it to you.
Oh my goodness! Yes.
Yeah. We'll wear a t-shirt. Yeah, we'll have Alexis craft up a t-shirt that says "This is for Bob."
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Bob hates us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And can I just warn the two of you? Have either of you done this?
No. I think you have, Jace, right? Okay.
Lex, you were, we were on the air.
Yeah.
Yes. And I came to the show. We were in middays. I'm warning you.
Yeah.
It is wet.
Uh-huh.
You will find slime in nooks and crannies of your body for a very long time.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait.
Yeah. It is.
But the only way we are going to get slimed and we are going to find slime in our butt cracks for days.
Yeah.
Weeks, Holly, weeks.
Oh, weeks.
Weeks, Holly.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Slime in our junk for weeks is if you, and I'm talking to you, the collective you, is if you donate $2,500, that's $2,500 before the end of this show today, and you just give a call to our bat line, 651-647-5437. We have folks standing by as we speak, so we have so many packages to bid on, so many things to buy into this morning. Just call that number, and the happy folks on the other end of the line representing the Ronald McDonald House Upper Midwest will help you get your money to where you want it to go.
Woo! Cook, twins, sliming.
That's right.
Jace, when we come back, though, can you explain what happens when we get slimed?
Absolutely, my dear friend.
Because I've got questions. Is it a bucket?
I have answers.
Okay.
You stay right there. We'll be back.
JTR Roofing, JTRRoofingInc.com, locally owned and operated since 1992. And now is the time to start looking at your exterior and maybe have them out for a bid. Because, look, they can do so much more than roofing, of course. They can help with that, your soffit, your fascia. They can, of course, help with any storm damage that you may have. You know, when the exterior is damaged or worn out, it's like being in the rain without an umbrella. Or with an umbrella full of holes. I mean, I don't know what's worse, actually. But regardless, they can help you with your roofing, siding, soffit, fascia, gutters, windows, decks, and more. They do both residential and commercial jobs of all sizes. And they serve the Twin Cities and Western Wisconsin. Make sure that you mention me or my talk. You can save up to $1,000 on roofing, siding, or gutters. They have a lot of experience working with insurance. And they want to help you. They helped us with our soffit and fascia. Here's the number, 651-777-7394, JTRRoofingInc.com.
To a special edition of our show, it's the 15th annual.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Bits for Kids. Alexis and I have been here for every single one of these.
Sure have. What fun.
Benefiting the Ronald McDonald House Charities in the Upper Midwest. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. All day, all morning long, we have packages that you can bid on and items that you can just buy right out. We're basically eBay. You can bid or buy now, either one.
Right.
And one of the... Not really buy now packages, but one of the things that you can activate right now for just the small payment of $2,500 is to get the morning show slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. And this isn't some hee-haw thing that we're going to do in a garage. This is the real deal. This is real Nickelodeon slime. This is at Nickelodeon. This is handled by the Nickelodeon people, which... Maybe this is one of your questions for me because I've gotten slime before. And I'm not joking. This is like the Colonel's 11 herbs and spices.
Yeah.
They have people protecting the slime. Like you,
the recipe.
They are very particular about who can get slimed, how you can get slimed. So, Lex, you said you had some
questions. Yes, I did. Okay, so I remember, what was the show where you got slimed on Nickelodeon?
You can't do that on television.
You can't do that on television, yes. And it was always like a bucket up above.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of how that works? Is it the same thing? They pull the rope and then, or is it more of like a, I guess, more of a spray?
No, it is a good, Lex, great question. It is a good old-fashioned... Old-fashioned, very heavy bucket.
Bucket of slime on our head.
Bucket of slime that comes from the top. Okay. It is not sprayed in your face. This is the theme. Good move, Holly.
There it is.
Classic Nickelodeon show started in Canada. But no, Lex, it comes from the top. Now, I've never done multiple people, but I think it's a device. It's a mechanism. And they will have three buckets, one for you, one for Holly, and one for me. And you will get a whole bucket of slime right on top of your head.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, you will be wearing safety goggles.
Okay, good. Yes.
And if you want, you can wear, they give you like a poncho.
Okay.
So you can protect your clothes if you want, but you still will feel it. You will feel it in even with the protective eye gear. You'll feel it on your nose.
So
you'll feel
wet,
it in your ears. Oh,
but
Lex.
Not sticky.
It's a little sticky. Okay. Like it's exactly what you think it's going to feel like. I remember feeling that way when it hits you. Ooh. And it hits when the pressure hits your hair, because it's heavier than you think it is too.
Oh,
I remember feeling that way. And it's coming, it oozing down your forehead. And then that's when you feel the cold.
Yeah.
You feel the cold of the slime. And then it crawls over your goggles. And my ears are what freaked me out. You're like, yeah. It's wet and cold.
Okay.
But a hell of a lot of fun.
And they give you a towel, or you bring your own towel.
Yeah, they take you in the back, and you can clean up before you exit the Mall of America. But it's a heck of a lot of fun. And they give you some pictures, and in our case, Q, our social media director, will do a whole film on it.
Yeah,
Thornbirds
probably live streamed.
Yeah, live streamed.
Did you taste any of it?
Yeah, a little did get in my mouth because I was a goofball and I opened my mouth at one point to scream and it got on my lips. So, yeah.
And taste-wise?
Tasteless.
Oh, tasteless. It is. Oh, okay.
Yeah, tasteless.
Okay. Ooh!
$2,500 is what we need. What's the phone number, Alexa Lou?
651-647-KIDS. That's 651-647-5437.
And the moment we reach that, we'll get a bell from an angel.
Yes.
And Holly will tell us. So come on, rich people. Donate now. We'll be right back. Ugly shoes and like apple juicification coming up. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Thanks for being here, friends. It's the 15th annual Bids for Kids, a special edition of our show. Raising money for the Ronald McDonald House Charities in the Upper Midwest. So this hour, you know, every hour we do, or sometimes every half hour, we do a different item up for bid. And we are now 30 minutes into this hour. And Alexis, do you want to remind the folks our cooking extravaganza that we have for their delights in this hour?
Absolutely. It's Cooking with Chef Green at Ronald McDonald House, their Oak Street location in Minneapolis. Join the three of us on May 9th, 3:30 to 6 p.m. Lots of fun in the kitchen. Of course, he'll guide us. There'll be new tips and tricks that we learn. We'll take the recipes home. Of course, we're going to eat it as well, and we're going to serve the families. So fun. $125 per person. We can accommodate up to 16 people.
Ooh.
So we'd love to cook with you. What fun. Yeah.
Seriously. Come on. It's going to be so much fun. You'll love Daniel Green. Nice man. Good, great chef. And yeah, you'll have some fun with us. A fun evening. And you'll be home in time for Wheel of Fortune. You're good. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For
Pat's Ajax final shows. Uh-huh. Anyway, so call now and bid on this. The number, you know it, 651-647-5437 or 651-647-KIDS. There we go.
Yeah. And let's cook.
Let's cook together.
Wear aprons together in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. And the Ronald McDonald House Upper Midwest just had a major kitchen remodel within the past year.
Oh, yeah, we saw it.
We saw that over the holidays.
And it looks incredible. I'm sure all the pieces of the puzzle are together. And so you're like, yeah, not only are you cooking meals for the families and you're bonding and you're with us, you're with Chef Daniel Green. And then it's just like, wow, what an opportunity to cook in a gourmet kitchen.
Yeah. Oh. It's, believe me, it's a restaurant grade. It's real good. It looks like next level chef kind of thing. So please call now. We want to get this sold out quickly so we can clap and move on to our next thing. So call now, everybody. Mm-hmm. Lex, what is apple juicification?
Okay. I'm glad someone named it. Now that is a lot to say. Apple juicification. And the illusion of choice. And I noticed this when I go buy juices for my kid.
Okay.
It's the truth. You will say something like, you know, it's guava flavored or it's kiwi and cucumber flavored or some kind of really fun fruit veggie combination. But when you look at the ingredients, there's always apple juice in it. Always.
Really?
Yes. And so someone mentioned this, like, yeah, there's an illusion of choice. Yeah, they might have a little bit of this extra flavor in there, but essentially you're drinking apple juice. And look, I mean, that's great, but I've noticed this, and just beware, you know, when you're looking at the dietary breakdown, you'll see apple juice in a lot of the juices, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really? It's their base, it's the first item up for bid, yeah.
Oh, for sure. And it also has that sweetness, too, that maybe you don't naturally get from some of the other fruits, or we just have an idea of what that flavor is.
Yeah.
And, you know, just add a little bit of that in, but mostly, yeah, apple juice. Isn't that wild?
That's, I don't know why that surprises me, but, I mean, maybe it doesn't, because it is the, you know.
Yep.
It is a good base.
Yes, vitamin C, high water content, electrolytes, natural sugars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your kid just wants sugar.
Don't want juice.
They're like, guava? Who cares?
I want sugar.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And apple juice, you know, a nice across-the-board base that seemingly, anecdotally,
mm-hmm.
most kids enjoy.
Yeah.
A nice, refreshing juice box of apple juice.
Does Zen like juice, Lex?
He does, yeah. Okay. Yeah, but you know what's great? He'll ask for water a lot. And I'm like,
oh, good.
Okay, fabulous.
Yeah.
Yes, and he drinks a lot of milk at school. You know, we'll try to do some at home, but
I don't think I drank water at all when I was a kid. We didn't do that anymore.
Yeah.
We just did Kool-Aid.
Yeah, Kool-Aid or Tang or
Five Alive.
Yeah.
Oh, Five Alive.
Yeah.
Is that around still?
Is it?
Oh, that would be
Five
wonderful.
Alive. Wouldn't it be good?
Gosh.
Oh.
I think it's only available in Canada.
Oh, okay. I want to go to Toronto.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. Well, so but watch out for those ingredients.
Just beware.
Be apple aware.
Be apple juice aware. Yes.
Oh my gosh. When was the last time that either of you guys had legitimate apple juice?
Years. It's been, it's a great question. Years. I'm not a big juice drinker.
Yeah, I just had it a couple days ago. I like the honest ones, the little juice boxes, because they taste kind of watered down. It's not super like sugar in your face. Or I'll water it down.
Because that's the thing. I don't like juices anymore because I just don't like overly sweet stuff. And the older you get, you don't like that. Holly, have you drank it recently?
No, I'm in my full laughing and leaking bitter coffee at 5 p.m. moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, cheers to that.
Yeah. It's coffee and bitter Wassa crackers that taste like dirt.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, you said it. You said it.
Thank you, Lex. I was going to say, she said it, not us.
They do.
Wassa crackers.
Like, they do taste like dirt, and it's so comforting.
You're selling it.
Holly, crispy dirt, right?
Yeah,
crispy
it dirt. Is crispy dirt.
I thought it was
crispy
light rye.
It is light rye, otherwise known as crispy dirt.
Crispy dirt, yeah.
No, but I like that. I told you, I have like human pica. You know, when your dog likes eat the rocks? That's the equivalent, the human equivalent. I just shovel those in my face.
The only juice I drink with any frequency is a whisper of grapefruit juice.
In
my vodka soda.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Lex got to it before I could. Yeah. No, I know. I'm laughing that you said it before I did. Yep. In my vodka soda.
In your vodka. Yep. Uh-huh.
Oh, I just need a little juice.
Just a little bit.
And I just tell
the bartender. When you say little, it's just like,
That's why I use the term whisper. Bartenders tend to get that term because if you just say like a little bit, sometimes they overpour. So if I just tell them I would like a whisper of grapefruit juice, basically they just whisk it by just a little bit.
I was wondering if that's an actual measurement.
No, I say it and they tend to get it. So yeah, I do enjoy grapefruit juice. I like grapefruit though.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Again, sign that you're old is when you actually enjoy grapefruit.
That is true.
Okay, from juice to shoes. Holly, Now, usually we play this game with Alexis, but we're going to play it with Holly today, and that is, why the hell is this on the show sheet? Holly has written, ugly shoes are here to stay. I want to sing a song like Judy.
Ugly shoes are here to stay. Ugly shoes are here to stay. Guys, I'm so excited because exactly that.
We're excited about ugly shoes. What?
Yes.
Yeah. What?
Ugly shoes are here to stay, and I'm talking about Uggs, Crocs, Birkenstocks, chunky dad shoes, etc.
I see.
The demand for these comfy, what used to be called ugly shoes, is still on the rise after all these years. And I just couldn't be more excited that the world has embraced foot comfort over aesthetics. And they are becoming more acceptable in a wide variety of places. The stock is up in a number of these companies. And
I mean, Crocs was essentially dead.
Yeah.
Or it was just for children.
Right.
Because they look so cute on kids.
Right. Now, Crocs had a 47% increase to its profit last year alone.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, Holly, not that Alexis and I don't trust you with your anecdotal ugly shoes are here to stay, but we need some hard numbers and facts to believe you.
Thank you. I'm giving you some hard facts from Wall Street. Now, the company that owns ugly shoe brands Uggs, and I guess you could classify Hoka, the fluffy comfort chew.
Oh,
it's called Decker, and they reported a 17% jump in revenue, and their profits grew nearly 50% last year alone.
Wow.
Hard numbers from Holly.
Hard numbers. And Crocs is anticipating revenue growth of about 3-5% compared to last year. So what I'm telling you is that ugly shoes, comfy shoes, it is here to stay. And they are being accepted in many different genres of life and places where you want to go. And I just say, throw your high heels in the garbage and liberate your feet. Ugly shoes
are here to stay.
Yes.
You know what this this revolution reminds me of? The athleisure revolution.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
People are ditching dress pants at the office. They're ditching. Oh. They want athleisure all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard pants out the door. Soft pants here to stay.
Yeah.
Also in the ugly shoe category, Birkenstock, you know, they've had a resurgence for a number of years. And they are the number 10 favorite footwear brand among teenagers. And I'm just excited because I wear Birkenstocks, I wear Uggs, I wear Hokas on a regular basis. Now, I don't own a pair of Crocs. I haven't quite gotten to that point yet. However, there are these really cute platform slides that Crocs has right now. And they're bright orange. And I'm like,
you need those, Holly.
Ah!
I'll fully support this.
Yes. Okay. Holly, let's take a break. I have a question. Like, Alexis had a slime question for me. I have a question for you. Are they called Hoka?
Yeah.
Hoka?
Yeah.
That's a brand. I have a question about Hoka because I have seen them oot in a boot at the Disney parks, and I have a question about ugly shoes. So stay right there. And just to remind you, everybody, please, please give money. If you love kids, if you love families, if you love families with kids, if you love Ronald McDonald House, or maybe you just hate our show and you want to see us get slimed, donate right now to make your dreams come true.
Yes.
Oh, and
that's right.
I have one update from Mission Control.
Okay.
We have 10 more spots left for the Chef Daniel Green Experience. So okay.
Just 10 more.
So you're going to want to get on the morning show is going to be cooking with Chef Daniel Green on May 9th from 3:30 to 6 p.m. at the Ronald McDonald House in Minneapolis. $125 per person. And thank you to Chef Daniel Green for donating this experience. If you want to get in on one of those 10 tickets, 651-647-5437.
We're going to take a break. Ugly Shoes continues next. Everybody, it's Jace, live for Red Cow and Red Rabbit. What are you doing before the Lion King? I know so many of you are coming into downtown Minneapolis to see the Lion King. It's running for a couple more weeks. Well, get to downtown early. If you're doing this, you want to make a whole night of it. I don't blame you. So run to Red Cow North Loop. You know it's just blocks from the Hennepin Theater District. So get to downtown early. They have plenty of parking around there. I know the North Loop has a reputation for no parking. There's parking around there. And walk in and enjoy some of my favorites that I've been telling you about. You can finally get it. You can get the double barrel burger that I love. The 60-40 burger. The Tennessee hot chicken sandwich. If you're not in the mood for a burger. If you're not in the mood for a burger, you know what I'm going to say. Get the salad that I'm obsessed with. And that's the kale salad with that delicious peanut vinaigrette. And add the crispy peanut shrimp appetizer on top of it. Oh, that shrimp salad is so good. So, before you see Mufasa, run to Red. You have probably figured it out by now, but this show will, this episode will not be like a normal episode of our show. So, just buckle in, buckaroos. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. It's not going to be the same because it's the 15th annual Bids for Kids.
Woohoo!
That's right.
Wow, we love Ronald McDonald's House, don't we?
We do.
All the families, the staff, everyone's just amazing there.
I love that kitchen.
The kitchen, too. We're going to be cooking in that kitchen.
I had kitchen envy when we walked in there for the toy delivery around the holidays. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I have a couple. Okay, now I have a couple updates before I ask Holly about my ugly shoes question. First, I have an update on our sliming.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm so old, they have changed things since I have been slimed. I have to thank unpaid researcher Phil Jones for this.
Is it a different formula for slime?
No, it's the same formula, but it's worse for us.
What do you mean? That's great.
So you really want to bid right now by calling 651-647-KIDS because they no longer, here's what I found out. They no longer give you goggles.
Okay.
They no longer give you a parka.
Wow.
You're okay. Just basically there buck naked if you want to be. No, you have to wear clothes. But you're just sitting there.
Wow. Okay.
And now they have a mechanism. It's not like when I was there, it was like a big goofy bucket, like a Nickelodeon bucket.
Yeah.
No, girl. It is a machine now. It looks like, you know how Nickelodeon puts their logo on different orange things like a pumpkin or whatever.
Yeah.
This is a Nickelodeon blimp that is above you. And the blimp releases a waterfall of slime on you.
Oh, my gosh.
Like a waterfall
of slime. Wow. So every part of you is getting drenched.
Yes. You will be drenched. Holly will be drenched. I will be drenched. it will be disgusting. So...
My body is ready.
Well, yes. we're on our way to getting there. We do have some donations. So
we do?
Yeah, we do. Tracy donated $100. Her son and husband just got slimed. So they know what that's like. Yep. And then Laurel also donated $25. So we still have $23.75 to go.
Oh, come on now, people.
Mm-hmm.
My talkers.
At the end of our show.
We haven't asked you for money for a long time. Now, come on, pick up that phone.
That's right. Phone. There are so many things, and we still have spots for our Chef Daniel Green experience at the Ronald McDonald House in Minneapolis. So pick up the phone. We have so many things up for offer. 651-647-5437. That's 651-647-5437. So if you want to cook with us, Daniel Green, May 9th at the Ronald McDonald House, 3:30 to 6 p.m., $125 per person. It all goes to the Ronald McDonald House Upper Midwest.
Yeah, make it come a family on! Affair. Make yeah! it an yeah! office affair. Get all your girlfriends together.
Yes.
Come hang with us. We're fun.
Yeah.
Darn it.
Oh, yeah.
And man, one
We're
of the
fun.
Times that I went there, Chef Daniel Green had this turmeric pork chop recipe.
Oh, that
and
sounds
it was
so
good. Because Chef Daniel Green, he's focused on delicious and healthy recipes.
And he's opening up restaurants all over the place. I'm glad that he found some space in his schedule to come cook with us.
Yeah.
And he's charming as hell. He's just Lex said it right off the bat. He's just a nice man.
Yeah.
And not bad to look at. He's a very attractive man, too. I tell him, I'm like, Daniel.
What
damn
did
it.
You say to Daniel?
I said, Chef, God gave with both hands with you. You're really talented and you're really good looking. Come on.
Oh, yeah. And such a wonderful, nice, generous person because he did donate his time for this event.
Yes. Yeah.
So come
he's
join
busy.
Us. Yeah, he's a busy guy. So come join us. See us in aprons. Put on your own apron at the Ronald McDonald House Charities. Cook with Chef Daniel Green. Prepare a delicious meal for the families who are staying at the Ronald McDonald House. And then bring home a recipe for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Holly, what was that like once you cooked for the families and you're serving them? Was it... just feeling grateful and just proud that you made this and that you can offer this great meal for these families?
Absolutely. Because the Ronald McDonald House is all about community, you know, and the families who are using the services of the Ronald McDonald House Charities, you know, they're going through medical crises with their family. And just that they can sit down, take a load off, eat as a family, not have to worry about anything for a moment. And you set up the food and your team building and making the recipe in a group. It's just a wonderful community experience.
It's going to be great. So keep those bids coming, everybody.
Oh, so excited.
So many spots left.
Oh, my goodness. Come on, people.
Come on.
Call it now.
Come
Woo!
Home to NBC. Come
that
on.
Is, that. What would that be? That would be two couples. Three couples and a thruple.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, thruples out there.
Yeah, if you're into if you're into polyamory, bid on this item.
We want a thruple.
If your loofah is aquamarine, give us a call.
Yeah, that's right. 651.
Is that the color?
Yeah, it is. The Thruffles Aquamarine.
That's right. 651-647-5437. That's 651-647-5437 to bid on that package. Yeah, if you're in Florida right now listening, you're probably preparing to unsnowbird yourself. And yes! This event is on May 9th on a Thursday. So, yeah, come and join us.
Perfecto.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have so much fun. And then give us money for the sliming, too.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you don't really care for us.
Yeah, that's a group effort.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. We also have a bid, too, for our twins flyaway. Thank you, Kristen. $800 is where the bid is now.
Oh!
In honor of our son, Jonathan, who is number 7 and a big Joe Mauer fan.
Oh, Joey. Yeah. I love this. We'll keep you updated in the next hour. But so we want some big bids and some big updates in this upcoming commercial break so we can tell you some good news when we kick off the second hour. Okay, I just have a quick question about ugly shoes. We were talking about that earlier. And it's a hookah? What's the hookah? Holly, hookah shoes?
Hookah shoes.
Hookah shoes.
H-O-K-A.
I see them a lot. You can always tell. This isn't a joke. You can always tell comfortable, good shoe brands if you see them with regularity at the Disney parks, because obviously are walking a considerable amount.
Mm-hmm.
And I have seen, as of recently, within the past 9 months, a lot of people wearing the Hokas.
Yeah.
They are. So, Holly, my question is, are they worth the investment? Are they really comfortable and nice to walk in?
Absolutely. I have been wearing Hokas, 3-4 years at this point.
Yeah.
I go through many pairs.
Okay.
And they have many different cushion ratings. I have hiking shabooties in Hokas. So it's like a hiking boot, shoe hybrid, regular shoes. You just have to find your fluffy comfort and your width, but they are little pillows for your feet.
Okay.
Sure are.
I'm convinced. Lexi, you've worn them too?
Yeah, I've got mine on right now, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I like Hokas, I like Brooks and New Balance. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah, we're all about those comfy shoes.
I know. New Balance, I love. I'm wearing those.
Inspired by Holly. Yeah, those are great. Yes.
I love those. Okay, hour two. We are going to give you an update on where we stand with the 15th annual Bids for Kids. So please call now, 651-647-KIDS. We'll be right back.